Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, getting some great comments in on the movie Jaws, favorite lines, things that were said on the program, and also we're getting some sunglasses. What are your favorite sunglasses? Tell us the style, the frames, or maybe the brand name. Captain Darryl Carpenter joins us now. And Darryl, what's your go-to pair of sunglasses for out on the waters of Grand Isle?
Well, Don, I'm going to tell you, as far as style-wise goes, I don't think anybody can beat Costa. They got some great stylists in there, and I like their glasses. My favorite was probably my Maui Jims, but I hadn't seen them in a couple of months. I don't know exactly where they are.
Yeah, I had a pair of Maui Jims, and they didn't hold up. I mean, they were one of the most flimsy pair of lenses, frames I ever had on those, and never went back to them. Costas, I've got several.
I don't like their nose guards. Don't like their nose guards, but other than that, yeah, it was a good pair of glasses for me. But, you know, it just is what it is. I mean, the worst days are the days you forget them on the picnic table and you're out there in that bright sun.
Absolutely. Well, Darryl, what's been going on fishing-wise down there? I know you guys probably fishing. We had a spy tell us y'all fishing with croakers down there. Is that true?
Don, look. What I'm catching, and I just got to where I wasn't separating them anymore, but I'm selling a mixture of croakers, mullets, and pinfish. And let me tell you something. They got a little thing going on down here where they call the shrimp firecrackers and they call the croakers dynamite. If you want to see what C4 looks like, start fishing with pinfish. Start fishing with pinfish for speckled trout. A speckled trout cannot stand a pinfish, and let me tell you, man, those pinfish, I mean, they've just been annihilating those trout.
What size pinfish? You can't put a too big of a pinfish on there. Boy, that's a gnarly little critter as far as that back dorsal fin.
No, the ones we're catching are about 1.5 inches, 2 inches long.
There you go.
And, and let me tell you, like I said, those trout despise them. But you know, it's been pretty good all week, and then Thursday came. And all of a sudden, Thursday, everybody's scratching their head, like, where'd the fish go? You know, so it's still got a little bit of inconsistency in it. But yesterday, yesterday it picked up again. Yesterday was the first time probably in 2 weeks it was calm enough to actually get on the beach. And everybody just slaughtered them on the beach. And I think that's kind of the pattern. It's the majority of our fish population right now is sitting on that beach. They're running up and down those sandbars. And it's just Mother Nature won't always let us get to them. So when you're having to go in the back, and it's really strange, four bayou, the camp's at four bayou. Hit it Thursday, 1.5 hours, didn't get a single bite, not even a catfish bite. Other boats went back there yesterday and were boat flipping 3-pound trout one after the other. So it's just the inconsistency of it with this weather and all these windy conditions we've been having. But if you burn enough gas, you're going to find some fish. You know, Thursday we found fish late. They were on those pinfish, and they were nice fish. No throwbacks. You know, you didn't have to worry about any of that. They were nice-sized fish. But you just had to spend, you know, we called the wrong stop for our first stop. But you had to spend some time and some gas finding them, and once you found them, you had some nice fish.
Darryl, two things on the pinfish. First, what's the best way to catch them, to get them? And second, how do you hook them? I usually like to hook them underneath that dorsal fin.
Well, we're catching them in our trawls, you know, when we go out for croakers. They're mixed in with the croakers. And, Don, with the small ones that I've been using, I typically been hooking them through the lips like a cockerel minnow. Mm. It keeps them, you know, with the current that we've been fishing in, it keeps them nose into the current. Even if they're weak on you, you know, it keeps them looking like they're alive. And, hey, it's been working. We've got a great hookup ratio with it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, for people that don't have a trawl, I guess they're out of luck because you don't find them at the bait shops.
No, they do sell pinfish traps, that work as long as you've got a good population of pinfish. It's just, you know, it kind of looks like a crab trap with different funnels on it. So you can trap a pinfish. But other than that, like I said, I'm just about sold out this morning. I think I got one more customer coming. I pre-counted his, and I'm just about sold out for the morning.
Yeah. Darryl, everybody's been wondering where the slot-sized reds are. They're starting to show up, particularly over there on the eastern side of the state. What's the story over there by you guys? Any improvement catching slot reds?
Yes, and the thing was, we had one boat yesterday that the customer requested redfish. So they went up north of Hackberry Bay and those areas up there where we got some marsh left. And it's not only the redfish, but the puppy drum. The little crew that went up there, we had one boat that actually had a full boat limit of drum and a full boat limit of redfish. So the redfish are starting to show up, good slot reds. They are considerably further north of Grand Isle. We did have under the lights here at the dock, I guess that was Tuesday, just on a whim, something said, go look under the light, and there must have been a school of 30 or 40 little slot reds swimming past the lights. But, yeah, I mean, they're there 1 minute and gone the next, so we've got some moving in down here closer to the island, closer to the coast. It's just taking the time to concentrate on them.
Yes, indeed. Well, Darryl, sounds like things are in full swing down there for the summertime. Got some rodeos coming up on tap, and the island's going to be getting even busier now that the summer vacations are kicking in. Somebody wants to get on your books and book one of your boats, tell them how to do it.
Well, they can find the information on your website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. They can go to realscreamers.com, or just pick up the phone and give us a call at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, go get them and be careful of that heat.
Oh, that's one thing. It has been hot.
Yes, it has. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Bye, Don. Have a good day.
All right, that is Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.